Right. Today is June 11th, so we'll call the public hearing to order at 7:03 PM. And if we can do the flag ceremony, please. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. And this meeting is to receive public comment, questions, anything like that about the agenda items. So number one is the resolution to raise water and sewer connection fees. Do we have to read the resolution now or in the regular meeting?
I think because I don't have public, unless the council wants me to.
We can read it later. So what this is, the, and I assume I have to do this even though there's nobody here.
Well, they need to know.
Okay. So the special service district raised their rates. So the town is raising our rates to accommodate the special service districts. Now, our rates are already just a little bit higher than theirs for income purposes. What we did is went in and raised our rate the exact amount that the service district raised what they're charging us. So, like the three-quarter culinary connection, they raised their fee to us $300, so we're raising our fee $300, and so on. So we raised it the exact amount that service district is going to raise ours. With the exception of secondary connections, those we are still competitive, and we are still, the service district is still under our rates, so the secondary connections are staying the same. We are not raising ours. Okay. Any questions on any of that?
How much is secondary water now?
Do you want to look at it or do you want me to tell you?
No, you say.
So it just depends on your connection type.
It is a 1.5.
Yeah, 1.5 is common. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and there's no public comment, so if it's all right with the council, I will receive a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
Oops.
Or wait. Oh, just kidding.
You have a few more.
I was trying to hurry us along.
I know. You're doing great.
Okay. Number two, is there any questions about the transfer of $15,000 from Enterprise Fund to General? Heather can go over this one, but it's basically, we do this every year, but she can explain it.
It's a $15,000 transfer that we make every single year.
Yeah. And it's just to cover operating expenses out of, just moving it out of Enterprise to General to.
Correct.
Heather, just because out of ignorance, what's the Enterprise Fund?
Honestly, I don't know. What? It's the utility fund. That's
where the utility payments go into?
Yeah, you know, the utility.
Okay.
The money we make.
Okay.
Yeah, when people pay their bills, that goes into the Enterprise Fund.
Okay.
That one's a hard one. I never remember exactly what it is.
It's a tough one.
Okay, any other questions on that one? Okay, are there any questions or comments about the amended 2025-2026 budget? This is the same information we went over in last meeting, right?
No. 25-26, oh, is this the new budget?
Explain this one.
Oh.
No, the old budget,
I don't know.
Heather.
I'm on number three.
We're amending.
Yeah, we're amending. All that is I'm going to take the revenue and balance it with this latest
the current
budget,
one.
The current budget that we're using. So it's just toward the end of the year. So I budget that and then send it back into the state.
But we need you guys' permission to do that, so that's why it's on the agenda.
Okay. And number four, questions or comments on the proposed tax rate, 0.000469 with a total revenue of $13,752. So we basically just did what the county told us to do.
It's a property tax. That's how much we get out of people's property tax.
Rolling in my income from property taxes.
So when you complain about people raising, it wasn't us.
Yeah. I know. Well, it's just that. It's like, where does that go? It's just that we get so little of it.
Yeah.
I think it's sad that people have to pay property tax in front of us.
I know. That's true. It's unconstitutional, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay. Did you have another question?
Yeah.
I know.
Okay, any other questions? Anything? All right, and number five, comments, questions about the 2026-2027 budget?
That's in front of you.
Okay.
Everybody. This is the upcoming budget for the year. If there's any questions you guys have, look through that and tell me if you have any questions.
This is what we'll be operating off of, right?
Correct.
Starting July 1st.
I do have one question. So why did we buy Oville?
Did we buy it?
No. Oville was given to us by the Olsons. We traded some grave plots for it.
So here's my thing, because how it raised our insurance. Can we give that to the county? So the county covers the liability for Oville, so we don't have to take a hit on insurance.
Well, it's more than just, I mean, they kind of, on the insurance, the guy explained, he said, holy cow, there's so much here. I'm just going to do a low ball on it. But that's also including the fire engine in that. But it was also the ball fields, everything on the ball fields, plus the buildings, anything new that we've done, the new addition, the upgrades we did on the old town hall.
So would it make a difference? Because last meeting it said the main majority consensus was it was from Oville, why our insurance went up so high. Would it make a significant
amount? We don't know.
We don't know. You didn't give me specific numbers about what each little, you know, each property cost.
Because
so.
It'd be interesting to find out, because especially if the county took the liability for Oville, if they're over maintenance and stuff on that too, that'd be nice.
But then I don't know what you do if it's the land property that was, because the land was given to us also. Vicki donated land to us.
But it's not making us any revenue. It wouldn't help the town in any way.
True.
Well, we can
Owen wanted to gift it to the town to make sure that it, you know, stayed.
Yeah.
In Cleveland.
I don't think they would take it anywhere else, especially when they liked it in our town. If we were to write it down and bring Owen in and just explain, like if we write down a contract between us and the county, but I'm just looking at trying to save money and the wise one, especially when we don't have much of a budget to work with, it'd be nice. If we're taking a hit for something, we're not making any money, that just seems like
we could start charging.
Deal.
We could charge a fee.
So, we'd have to, do research with the county first before we, mentioned it to Owen.
Okay. I think if we could just look at this, because if it's not that much of a difference on our insurance, that's fine. But as of right now, I think it's a good idea to do like a donation box and then it could go into town stuff. But I asked Liz, she used to be on Price City Council over there, and they get nice benefits for being on council over there, but they get most of their income from the power that way. So I took this budget to Liz and asked her if she could help us figure out ways that we can have more income coming into town. And she has a good list of ideas, so she's going to come and give ideas next month.
Okay.
But we don't have a power company that we can get the benefits off of. It'd be nice to think of something we could get. But okay, that's all.
All right. Any other questions, comments?
No.
Okay, can I get a motion to adjourn the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.